on his
mm-hmm.
a gray.
About the bird that goes up to the tree and
woodpecker.
Woodpecker, huh?
Any different kinds of woodpeckers?
Well, we
the
have
red-headed
the,
ones.
Yeah,
the one
red,
we have
the
comes
redhead,
at the feeding station.
The redhead and the yellowhammer.
What? Yellowhammer.
Yellowhammer too. Them's the only couple that I know anything about.
Okay, and the in the swamp sometimes you'll hear see an animal with long legs. It'll jump. It's not an animal. It's a well, I don't know what it is. But it'll jump from a lily pad to a lily pod, and it'll go bloom, bloom, like that.
Oh, frog, huh?
Yeah, frog.
You make a pretty good frog.
I have to learn to do this. Too hard to describe, but how about a spring frog? Do you have that, too? It's
spring?
A little, yeah, different kind of a noise, maybe?
No.
They do make a chorus, don't they? Do they make more of a chorus?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know what they call it, but it's a little bit different noise than...
Yes.
We have a tree toad, but you never see them because they're small. But they're like a toad.
Mm-hmm. You never call a spring frog a peeper, though. Or you don't have the word spring frog either. The kind that makes a chorus.
Mm-hmm. No, I think we call them just tree toads.
Tree toads. So that's what a tree toad is. I see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, when you go fishing, you better dig in the yard or in the...
Get some worms.
Yeah.
They call them just plain worms, ain't they?
Worms? Uh-huh. What kind of worms?
Angle worm.
Is that the same as a red worm, or do you have a red worm? Earthworm?
They're about the same as a...
How about the big ones that you find at night? You call those
night crawlers.
And would you talk about a snake feeder? Is there such a thing in the water? A snake feeder, big wings, an insect with big wings, kind of a large dragonfly, you might call it that.
Well, I don't know anything about them anyhow. I don't.
You don't have much water around here.
I said a while ago that you might find a crab inside something else. What was the other thing? The little ones are inside the...
Bass?
Or
a fish? No.
Crawfish, you mean?
No, the crab. You said sometimes I said a little crab. You can find a little crab inside a kind of seafood.
Oh, oysters?
Just wanted to get the pronunciation. I forgot to get it then. Sometimes you look in the closet and you'll see that your wool clothing has a hole in it.
Moths eaten.
Don't have moths so much as they used to, I don't believe anymore, since there's so many.
Mm-hmm. So, they call it moth miller around here? A moth miller?
Well, it is not the moth. It's the one that, the larva is the moth, isn't it?
Really, I don't know.
Just like as a miller, you know, and I've never seen people...
He lays the eggs and then they're the ones that do the damage. The moth miller don't really do the eating, but he lays the eggs, and when they hatch, they're the ones that does the eating.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how about the kind of insects that'll sting you around here?
Bees or mosquitoes?
And the kind... What?
No.
The kind that really hurts.
That's a mosquito, isn't it?
Or a...
Wasp or hornet?
Oh.
Wasp will hurt you.
What's the difference between a wasp and a hornet?
Well, I don't really know.
They look.
A hornet, I think, is the... I don't know. But I do know that they... I've heard what they say. I've seen black hornets or wasps. I don't know now what they are. But I can tell you when
know?
You hit... When one of them hits you, you go down.
Yeah, I've heard this. I don't know which one's which, but
there's
a little difference in color, I guess. I don't know which one. One of them's yellow and the other one's black. And I don't know which
there's a yellow jacket. He's yellow. He's like a wasp or a hornet.